Moyes.
You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
I don't think so.
Is it true? Is it bull? You decide.
I don't know.
And that's right.
Wella, 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 wella.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Welcome to episode 402 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, Big E's Garage, Redline Guns, Jennifer Hickman Agency, Lock Hill Feed, Pet, and Lawn Supply. Recorded at the very scantily clad Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in Great Falls, Idaho.
That is so not true.
Flagstaff, Georgia?
Okay, that'll work.
Acapulco, Honolulu, Chickaboo.
Always wanted to have been there.
Yeah, I didn't think you could. Very happy Wednesday, isn't it Wednesday?
Yep,
is it still Wednesday?
January the 15th.
January 15th, 2025, the year of our Lord.
Yeah, if you're still kicking like a chicken out
wow.
there, well, that's much better than half of the people out here in San Antonio.
Wow. And the other half, let me tell you, they're shady AF.
Goonie, it's 51 degrees outside, and people are running around crazy.
They're buying toilet paper?
Oh, they're wearing scarves. They're wearing mukluks. They've got their Matterhorn
boots on. Wait. What is a muckluck?
It's just shy of a bison with a hare lip.
I think I dated her.
Yep.
I think I dated her. Her name was Eminem.
Wow. Hey, is that a mockingbird?
May the odds be ever in your favor.
Okay, we are doing this podcast in two different studios.
Scantily
because
clad.
We are renovating and rejuvenating everything.
So if you hear a delay in the return on the investment,
we do that all the time.
We speak over each other all the time, so
I can't even see you, Goon.
I know. I don't even know where I'm at.
All right.
I can't even see myself. Well, you know what I can see?
Spring coming?
No. I think
that guy?
Giuseppe Jalopy Freddy Pedo Phil.
He was there Sunday.
No, I'm talking about the guy, the Punxsutawney punk ass, Philanthropic Phil.
Oh,
the hedgehog. Hedgehog that comes out. I think he's going to see somebody's shadow.
Wait, isn't he an armadillo?
He's going to see somebody's shadow. And it's going to be 17 more weeks of bad podcasts.
Wasn't he like a prairie dog or a turtle or something?
He's the one that comes out on Groundhog's Day. He's the hedgehog.
No, he's the brown hog.
Barn hog Rembrandt.
Okay. That's that Punxsutawney Bill, the barn hog.
Hey, Pedo Phil.
Guy, tape recorder, we've been recording for 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
And we have said nothing.
Yeah, we still haven't invited you to come into our podcast.
Why won't you please come into my...
we've got so much to talk podcast. About. We're actually going to tell you what we're going to talk about throughout this podcast, so you can stick around and listen.
Okay. At minute 7, we will talk about next to nothing.
All right.
Minute 12, we will talk about nothing.
But the cool thing is, at minute 5, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about at minute 4.
Right.
All right.
Okay, so are we at minute 4 yet?
Here we go.
Okay, let's talk about what we're going to talk about at minute 5.
It happened.
Yes, it did. Thank you. So Sunday it was a somber day, but it was a really, really good day. We were able to play for the Chris Salcedo tribute over at Doc Brown's. Thank you, Izzy Guajardo, and all of your volunteers and staff for cooking, supporting everything. The fine folks at Doc Brown's for allowing us to have that venue. Musicians, oh my God.
I swear it was a packed house throughout the entire
And it grew. It grew. I was afraid when it started out with such a huge crowd, I was afraid it was going to start weeding out little by little. It just kept growing and growing and growing. As people came in, they were calling their friends and telling them to come in. We were able to support so many different bands and groups. We had Brett Alton come up and play with us for our acoustic. It ended up being a quartet. With Julian, our brother, Jacob Batel came up with his cajon player and played a set. Henry Lee came up and played a set by himself and just kicked butt. The Christian group For Life came up, had a great set. Brett Mullins brought his band, great band. They had a great set. Virtual Country, we had a fun time as always. Matt the Head Out with his band kicked butt. And then Cassie, Renee, and Chris Salinas came up and closed out the night. And then Russ Brown came up and did a song with us, did a song with them as well. Great time. Great time.
It was pretty, pretty cool.
Lots of money was raised by the raffles. We had a couple of different raffles. They even added a second raffle. But again, thank you to everybody. We tried to get everybody as much time as we possibly could. We were trying to do the raffles in between swapping out bands and trying to get everybody to where they could have as much time as they could.
Well, not too many people knew. The band's coming up. They were looking at me to fix their sound. And
Deaf Sound Man.
I told them.
What?
When they came and introduced themselves. You know, I'm a guitarist. I'm with one of the bands, and the guy goes,
"That's why the guitar sounded so good."
What, are you serious? It's like they had no idea that they thought the Virtual Country was a PA sound system.
And for the most part, it is. You know, but it was good.
Everybody, they sounded amazing. Thanks to my brothers going out there and listening.
We met so many good musicians.
Yeah,
made a lot of friends. Not the way you want to meet people. But as tributes go, it was more of a celebration of life than a somber day. There was still sadness. There was still tears, you know, for that, for Chris and for his family and meeting his dad and the kids and everything. But it was also a celebration of life for who he was and as a father and a son and a musician and a friend to so many other musicians. So
the thing about it is it's amazing that the other musicians and friends and family would talk about Chris, saying that it wasn't just Chris. There's strife everywhere, guys.
Yeah.
And don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Exactly.
And if you reach out again.
You know, the problem that I see a lot of times is that guys, we internalize stuff because we're supposed to be macho.
Oh, yeah.
We're supposed to be tough. We're supposed to be the just rub some dirt on it. But life is hard, bro.
Yep.
Life is freaking hard. It doesn't get easier. You know, you think everybody always says, oh, don't worry about it. Once you get over this, you know, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. But there's always something else that can trip you up. And we're taught to be tough. We're taught to be strong and not to ask for help. We don't ask for directions when we're lost in a car. Imagine how hard it is to ask when we don't feel right inside.
Yeah.
How hard is that? You know, I'm lost at this place. I can't get to this place. I'm lost inside me, and I don't know how to get to a freaking happy place.
Right. Now, think about it. There's police officers, first responders, doctors.
Yeah.
Even musicians.
Yeah.
Everybody out there suffers in one form or another. So
exactly.
That's why we got our friends, we got our family, and then we've got Maria. Maria is a real man's man.
Wow.
I hear that train a-coming.
I know it is.
Okay. But thank you, Maria, for listening.
Right, exactly. Brussels, we always appreciate you guys.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I got to lower my voice. Maria, thank you
for
listening.
Find somebody, have an accountability partner, and make sure you check up on your friends. Always check up on them. Make sure you're all right, even when you're not all right.
Hey, Goonie, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Okay,
you.
I'm doing better. I'm doing better.
All right.
But that brings us to minute 17.
Okay.
You know, and we're only on minute 9.
Yeah, we're talking about Paris, France
exactly.
Now.
Exactly.
Why?
I don't know. Because Paris, France is where they're having the college football championship this coming Monday.
Right?
No.
Okay.
But that's where
awesome.
Ohio State, the number 6 seed, is going to play the number 5 Notre Dame Fighting Irish Monday at 6:30. That's for all the marbles and the championship.
Do you know? I'm not sure who's going to win.
Yeah, but I know who's not going to lose.
But Quasimodo had a hunch.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
And it was in back.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's going to win either. And more importantly than that, I don't care.
I know who's not going to win. Dallas.
Well, you know what?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I need a comma there. I know who's not going to win. Dallas.
Hey, bro. We're undefeated right now.
Okay.
We are in the off season, so we are undefeated. We are officially undefeated.
And then when they walk through that tunnel, they are so defeated.
You know what?
Nope.
Anyway, and speaking of the Cowboys, NFL playoffs, we're down to our final 8.
Yes, sir.
Coming up this Saturday, we've got 2 games. The early game on Saturday is going to be the Texans, Houston Texans versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, what do you think of that one real quick? What do you
Nobody's
think about
giving
that?
Texans a chance. And
no,
a lot of
they're
people,
not.
A lot of Texans fans are giving them a really good chance.
Yeah.
I give Texans a good chance of getting their ass kicked and by Kansas City because Kansas City, they turn it on. They turn it on. So I'm expecting them to win that early game.
Are they going to be wearing their game black and white?
I think they're going to be wearing their home reds.
Oh, did you say home ref?
Yeah, they got the home refs too.
Okay.
Kansas City wins by 500 million.
Don't be like that.
Detroit is going to be the evening game against the Commanders. That one should be pretty good, but I'm expecting Detroit to win that one. Not easily. But I'm expecting it's going to be double digits. I don't give the Commanders much of a chance at all. Sunday is when the some of the good ones are going to happen. Sunday we're going to have Buffalo and the Ravens.
The Ravens.
Huh. Buffalo. I'm picking Buffalo because I don't like the Ravens.
And, I love raisins.
Then the Eagles versus the Rams. That's the early game on Sunday.
Okay. Rams.
I think the Rams are going to take it to Eagles. Mm-hmm. Eagles are like, you know, we're not going to play Saquon in week 18 so he can get the rushing record. And then we're going to follow that up by not giving him a championship trophy either. So they're going to get bounced.
Maybe they'll get a participation finch.
I think they're going to get some kind of an equine.
Ooh, I hate that.
Concoction.
Sometimes it gives me a fever.
Concoction, yeah. It gives me horse drink.
No.
Horse drink.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at an NFC championship next week of Detroit versus the Rams and Buffalo versus Kansas City. That's what I'm looking for in the AFC.
Okay.
Now, there's a good chance that none of that's going to happen, but there's a better than not chance that something is
going to
happen.
Do you know what is going to happen?
Nothing.
Collegiate Final Four.
Bro, what are you doing with Caliche?
Yeah. Dude, I had no idea the Final Four was going to be back in San Antonio.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. You know how I knew? I went downtown, and it looked clean.
Oh, you mean they swept up the place, huh?
They did. They did a full sweep, all right.
How about that?
yeah, it looked quite empty. There was a lot of people
really?
Not hanging out down there.
So the mayor is actually cracking a whip?
Well, he knows that $2.8 billion is about to come through the city over the next month and a half.
All right.
And you want to put your best foot forward, and you don't want to have
don't want that forward foot to step on anything.
Or in something.
Okay.
Or on someone.
I got you.
So
okay, oh, fine. The mayor, as long as his name is not in the papers, on TV, and the media, you know, maybe he's doing an okay job.
In the media?
Maybe he's doing an okay job.
I mean,
but I think it's time to move forward.
I think it's time that I run for mayor.
We will not talk politics.
I am going to run for mayor, and my platform is going to be vote for Greg because...
Why the heck not?
Why the heck not? Because okay. Could he...
And Timmy, too.
Could he do any worse? so I mean, let's just leave it at that. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like,
I'm so sorry, I clipped.
It's like Ezekiel Elliott. Didn't he get signed this past weekend? They signed him for the Chargers
At Taco Bell.
Yeah, and he got just as many yards as I did.
Yes.
So I mean, I couldn't do any worse.
That's back and forth to the fridge.
That's right, back and forth. He was wearing that small cup. He was feeding himself.
How about that?
That's right. So I mean, I couldn't probably do any worse. I mean, I could like not show up for 2 years, and I'd think the city would still be running.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be
down
running
to the ground.
I don't run. I don't. Anybody
Ladies
who knows
gentlemen,
me,
gentlemen, boys and girls,
I'm Dave not running.
Quarter, you know us by now.
No, you don't.
And all you have to do is sit back.
Oh yeah. Oh, yes.
Get your
back.
15 minutes.
Oh,
on.
Oh baby. Oh
and
baby.
And listen to us get stupid.
Minutes.
We've got nothing better to talk about. And one day we're going to be on camera. And then
Adelita.
You will never listen to us again.
Adelita.
So,
ay,
that being said, we've got 46 seconds to go.
Sentimientos.
No.
Con quesito verde. Ay,
Oh, yeah, you're going to run for the pachanga. You're going to be the man. You're going to be Señor Alcalde.
Super Granny, you better say goodbye.
Oh, yes, he's going to do this. He's the alcalde. He's got the alcaldo. He's got the alcabrón. He's got the alpastor. He's got all the boys out there in serios. Let me give you my picks for the week. I predict that everybody's going to be all right, and nobody's going to win, but everybody's going to lose, and then we're going to have a lot of pachangas. I'm gonna be me and Carrie Underwood. We're gonna be singing at the in all the riskins, and we're gonna be over there with the Trumps, and we're gonna sing. It's like maybe next time he'll cheat before he eats. Oh yes,
hey, Super Granny.
No,
you just did in 16 seconds what we did in 15. Talk about literally nothing.
And bring this thing to a great halt. A halt. Mira, I've got my halter top up here. It's not halting much. It's kind of like a belt. But anyway, I just did want to say, everybody, thank you for coming out on Sunday, supporting all the boys, eating all the chicken and the pollo as well, and then the frijoles. Oh, thank you. And then I told a little couple of jokes. It was good. I told that one about how much does it take for the men.
No,
let me tell you my other one.
Okay.
Why didn't I ever buy a watch for my wife?
Why?
Because there's a perfectly good clock on the stove. Get in there. Make me a sandwich.
Oh, shoot. Goodbye.
Until next time, we're going to have the episode 402 of the True Bulls with all the inserios and the boys and the thank yous and the boys and the ones and the twos. And we'll see you next week for episode 403 until they get there. And then they go over there and then that's it. And then we're going to be all over, right?
What a waste of tape recorder.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh,
yes.